we're in Simin Shin Beis, we're up to Sif Yud. We've been dealing with the malacha of Malabain, and especially with regard to the din of Shriyaso Zohi Kibuso. And the rule was that if you take a piece of cloth, you take clothing made of material, and you put water on it, so that is the malacha of Malabain, that would be Kibus. And we say that even if you do not rub it at all, when it comes to fabric, Shriya, simply getting it wet, constitutes Kibus. However, the Mishnah Brura had given us several different machlokas. In Sif Tes, we saw a machlokas where the Ramah brought two dais if the clothing was clean. If you're dealing with clean clothing and you pour water on that, does that constitute malaben or not? And lahalacha, lamaisa, we seem to be machmir for the shitas that even on a clean beged, washing it would be aser. Even according to the first shita, that when you're dealing with a clean beged, there is no malabein. That's only if you don't do it derech libun. That means if you do actually rub, that's still going to be derech kvisa and it's going to be aser. But one other thing is that mayim merubim, to get it totally soaked, will also be aser, but that's exer the rabbanon, that you're going to end up wringing it out. You're going to end up getting rid of the water because you don't want it there. It's only when you're dealing with some kind of beged that is clean, but you don't mind it being wet, some shmata, a clean shmata, if you've got one. So there, simply pouring water on it, according to that other day, it would be mutter, and according to the second day in the raw, is going to be aser. Now we get into another shayla. Sif Yud, harochetz yodov, someone who washed his hands on Shabbos, tov lenagvein bekoach zo bezo, aser mem hamayim kefi yecholto, kodem sheyekanchein b'mapa. It is best, tov, it is a good thing to do, to try to get the water off your hands before you dry your hands in the towel. And what's the problem? He is learning that we are choshish, that by getting the water into the towel, you're actually over on malabein. That is considered malabein. Now, why is that considered malabein? This shita holds that even though my drying is derech lichluch, what I'm really doing is getting the towel wet in a way that it's getting filthy. Nevertheless, this shita holds that derech lichluch is still considered the malacha of malabein. Now, the truth is that even the shita holds that it's only so if it's mayim merubim, if it's a lot of water that I'm using, not a droplet of water. But since we're not bucky in what the shear of mayim merubim is, he says that after you wash your hands, make sure to get rid of all the excess water so that when you dry your hands, we will not have a problem of malabein on the towel. Now he says tov, because mi'ikar adin he holds that there is no libun when it's derech lichluch, it's only a chumra. Says the Rama, hagav, v'yesh shekasu de'in lochush lezeh. There are those who say that you don't have to be choshish. D'lo amrinan shriyas beged zeo kibusa b'chei gavna. They say that soaking a beged is not called kibus in this way. De'ein zeh rak derech lichluch. This is only getting the towel filthy. This is not in any way cleansing it. V'chein noagim, and that is our minig. V'lochein, mutter lenagev yodov bebeged shehitl bo tinik meiraglayim kdei levatlam. The halacha is that if a child got meiraglayim, if he got wet a beged, so the halacha is that one could not daven or learn around that beged until he's mevatel it. The halacha is that if it's not very wet with meiraglayim, a little bit of water can also be mevatel it. So what people did was, They actually dried their wet hands in the beged. This way, they were mevatel the meiraglayim, and they were allowed to daven. Aval aser liten mayim mamish al hameiraglayim kadei levatlam. But to pour water on that's aser. It's got to be dafka derech lichluch. Now, a few things. First of all, if it's mayim merubim mamish, let's say your hands are soaked and you're using a small cloth and it's really going to get saturated with water. If it's something that you are makpid al schitas, so something that you want dry, it'll be usher anyway as exer de rabbanan otu schita. Now, the prima godim tain is that it's got to be a lot of water for that. And when you dry your hands, you're not really going to have such a thing. In a case where, say, there's a big spill on the table and you want to use a cloth to wipe that up, there is a real chash that you're comely de schita. You should therefore use something that you're not makpid on schitas, so put that down, let it absorb the water. So it's got to be something like a shmata or something disposable that you don't normally wring out. You would just throw it away. Now, this heter that the Ramah brings down, that you're allowed to derech lichluch, dry your hands, in a beged that there's some meiraglayim on from a child in order that you be able to daven, that is dafka that your kavana is levatel. What if you're actually trying to clean it? That's going to be usur. When your kavana is for libun, then derech lichluch is usur too. That means actual cleansing, even though it's derech lichluch, is going to be usur. Not only that, but the halacha is that on any cloth, you're not allowed to wash your hands and let the water drip on it as you're washing, because that we would not call enough of derech lichluch. The water is ostensibly clean, and we would say shriyaso zohu kibuso. Says the Mishnah Berurah, as a result of that, he brings a sefer chassidim. On Shabbos, you should be careful when you pick up children that you don't hold them, you don't put them on your lap without putting something under them, so that they should not get your clothes wet on Shabbos, and then you're going to end up being tempted to be over on Yisurin. Washing, let's say there's meiraglayim on the ground, there's no problem of pouring water directly on it for the sake of being mevatlit. Now, the Bir Halacha goes into how one washes a child, an infant, on Yontif. Shabbos is generally not a problem, but Yontif, especially with 2 days of Yontif, and possibly a Shabbos and a Yontif, there may be a need to wash a child. So the Halacha is like this. In those days, the way you would wash a child, and for many it is today, is you put them in a bath. Today it's a bath. In those days, it was some kind of container. But they would put a cloth diaper on the bottom of it. So the problem is when you pour water on the child, you're actually washing this cloth diaper. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. You should make sure that you're using a clean cloth diaper. And therefore, according to the first day in the Ramah in Siftes, since it's clean, there is no Isser of Kibbutz anyway. With regard to the second day that says even though there's clean, it is clean, there's still a malacha of malabin, you can rely on the fact that when you pour the water on the child and from there it rolls off onto the diaper, that is derech lichluch. Even if you're going to tell me that it's a psik reisha to kibbutz because you're pouring a lot of water and it ends up being clean water, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa because the diapers are clean, you're not trying to clean them. Furthermore, so what? It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, that's still an issur d'rabbanan. Since the child may have a din like a chola because he is in need of being washed, we would therefore be matter the malacha shein tzricha legufa. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Prima Gadim even allows you to use filthy diapers for that or unclean diapers that are getting washed, but the Mishnah Berurah taina is that then it's called tzricha legufa. It's going to be a shash of a daraisa, and you shouldn't do it. But he says that by way of a non-Jew, there you could be makel.